You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
With the first pick.
What's up, everyone? Thanks for jumping back into the podcast. My name is Lester Wildfunk, editor over at Windy City Gridiron. And like we have been doing the last couple days here, we've got a nice treat here. Part of our Building the Board project, we're actually breaking down a lot of film, looking at a lot of NFL draft prospects, and we had our guy Robert Schmitz, who was at the Combine this year. He had a chance to go to all these press conferences, so he actually recorded several press conferences that we want to share with you guys in the podcast channel. And this latest one here is from Josh Downs, 5'9", 171-pound wide receiver from North Carolina. Incredible athlete. He tested very well at the Combine, looked good in the drills. He ran a 4.48 40. He had a 10-foot, 11-inch broad jump, vertical jump 38.5. Like I said, a little on the short side at 5'9", 171. So he's going to be a slot receiver on the next level, but outstanding athlete, good yards after the catch. Going to be a guy you're going to hear his name called quite early. So here's that quick press conference he did from the Combine.
Whatever God has for me to happen, it's going to happen out there. So I just say run a good time, show my athleticism out there and jumps and the shuttle. And then on the skills drills, just show all my potential out there and the work I put in.
Josh, what do you feel are the biggest attributes that kind of help set you apart from the rest of your players?
Yeah, I say I'm probably quicker than everybody out there. I'm definitely one of the top guys that are explosive, and I have great speed as well. So besides that, also just being a receiver, I can run the whole route tree, and I got great hands as well. I've showed that the past few years.
Have you had a chance to meet or speak with the Dallas Cowboys yet?
Nah, I ain't speak with them yet.
Who'd you meet with?
Browns, Bears, Ravens, Saints, Bills, Chargers, a few other teams.
Josh, on your tape so far, you don't have a huge profile against press. How do you prepare for the NFL level in terms of release packages and being able to beat press when you do face it?
I was going against guys every day, practice like Tony Grimes, Storm Duck, so, and they used to press me all the time. So I've been against press coverage a lot, and then in high school I went against press coverage all the time playing outside. So I've done it before. It's just I was in the slot a lot in college, and last year I had some press when I played outside, but I feel like when you're a receiver, you can adjust to it, and I'm ready to adjust whatever. I feel like being quick and explosive, the first step is very important for me. I feel like I got an advantage over a lot of DBs with that first step I have. So that's God-given ability, but it helps a lot.
Again, on your tape, you have a really good throttle. You can tempo up, tempo down effortlessly and create blind spots. Kind of what do you key in on to know I can get this guy to open his hips and I can create that blind spot?
Just really threatening guys with my quickness and change of pace. I watch guys during the week, see how their hips move, see if they're antsy, if they react to certain things. And I can be able to tell which DBs do what, when, where, and what routes they react to more than others. So I feel like just having a feel for the game, that's really what it is mainly. And then when you go through a game, you kind of see how a DB plays from the jump. So running certain routes, you can tell which routes he's nervous about, which routes he feels like he can break on good.
Thank you.
What do you want teams to know about you as a person?
Just know that they're going to get one of the hardest working guys in the draft process. If they draft me, they're getting a dog. They're getting a dude that they can depend on first, second, and third down, even fourth down. I proved that many times. And I feel like when you need a play, come to Josh Downs.
Can you talk about everything that went in your preparation leading up to this week?
2 months, of course, in South Florida working out at XP, but also just all my life. Dad played in the NFL a few years. So I feel like just growing up in a football household, ever since I was a kid, he's always taught me work ethic. He's took me out to do drills, and then I got that work ethic myself. So I feel like just a whole life of work, and then last 2 months really putting it in extra for this upcoming event.
What are some things you enjoy doing off the field?
I like playing the game with my guys. I like hanging out with my friends, Noah Taylor, Gavin Blackwell, Tony Grimes. Just live with them cats. So like being with them. Just like having a good time with my guys.
What interaction have you had with the Steelers? What interaction have you had with the Steelers?
I ain't really talked to the Steelers yet.
I'm sure you've answered this many times in the past, but just for us who cover North Carolina, just what was the, how tough was the, you were a North Carolina State fan, your mm-hmm. dad, what was that whole,
Yeah, so at first, he didn't show me, but my mom told me that he was upset when I went to NC State. So basically he was upset, but he kept it to himself. But then he realized Carolina was the best option for me. And it was a little different going from an NC State fan to playing at Carolina. But my uncle's on the staff. They showed me love, and I just felt like it was the best opportunity for me. Sam Howe was the quarterback at the time, and I knew he was a great player, so I took the opportunity.
And then your uncle, how much, you know, him being world-class defensive back, I mean, has that helped you? What has that done for you?
Yeah, I mean, my uncle being on the staff as well, it was just somebody having in my corner more than anybody else, really. I mean, he played 12 years in the NFL, so he gave me a lot of tips on what DBs look at, what they want to see when they're looking at a receiver, and basically just giving me tips on how to get open more, just to be a better receiver. And then, of course, I mean, him being on the staff is family. So whenever I needed something, he was there for me. He's with the Lions now, so he left the same year I left. So it worked out good.
Josh, one more here to the route runners I've seen on the field this class. I just wanted to get your mindset of running routes and what you kind of –
Yeah, I feel like being a receiver, you got to be able to run the route tree. So I take real pride in that. Ever since I was probably 8th grade, 9th grade, that's when I really started running routes more. I played running back when I was a kid all the way up to probably like 6th, 7th grade. So I felt like learning the receiver position, I had a real passion for it. So I feel like when I get to the line, every rep is a one-on-one rep to me. If it's zone, of course you got to adjust, but I feel like you got to beat the man in front of you. So I'm doing whatever I can to get open. Being crafty, being quick, being twitchy, and being explosive in my route. I like running the pivot route. I showed that fake a slant, come back out. Showed that a few times on film. I feel like that's my go-to route against man-to-man. I like running out routes, dig routes, pretty much everything.
Thank you, Josh.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic.